the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
To this 2017 WWE Battleground post show. I am your host and moderator, Mr. William D. Morgan, back for a second time this evening with you. Got Doom on the line with me now. Doom, what's up, man?
Oh, what's going on, man?
I'm a few minutes behind everybody, I guess. Wow. Hadn't gotten to that part in that theme in that last match that you told me. So my apologies. I'm running a little behind, but it's all good. I'm here. Ready to go. Let me do this real quick before we start getting into this event. As I'm doing this, what did you think of the pay-per-view overall, man?
It had no energy, man.
You don't think it did?
Nah, man. It was kind of flat, man. Like, the crowd weren't really into it at times. It was almost like you was watching a SmackDown tape, a regular SmackDown.
Wow.
It didn't have no pay-per-view feel to me.
Wow. Well, I thought it was a decent show. I was happy to see Natty win.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, they had some surprises, but, you know...
Yeah, I thought Natty winning was a good thing. I love that fact. In a way, Natty has been... She was even more of a dude than Naomi was in the grand scheme of things. So
yeah,
we'll see if they let Natty finally go ahead and get some redemption. Some redemption of getting that... Of getting that title, so you know, we have to see what happens there. Let's take this down a little. Give me a second here. Let's take this down match by match a little bit. Get your thoughts and opinions. You guys can call in 706-993-4606. 706-993-4606. Definitely call in. Get your thoughts out there and heard about WWE 2017 Battleground. We're going to take it match by match in just a second, get some of Doom's thoughts, and then we'll roll into the rest of the pay-per-view. And again, I do apologize for running a little late. I didn't even see the... Uh-oh. What the heck? What is going on with my web browser? There we go. Let's go over this match by match. First, Ty Dillinger versus Aiden English. I was shocked Ty lost.
I didn't see the pre-show.
You didn't see the pre-show at all? Okay.
No. Nah.
I was kind of shocked Ty Dillinger lost that match. I was kind of shocked by that. SmackDown Tag Team title match, The New Day versus The Usos. The New Day end up being victorious and your new tag champions.
Yeah, I saw that. That was a pretty good match. Mm-hmm.
You know, from what I've seen so far, you know, it has some spots. I don't think it was completely bad. And like I said, what would you have done with the New Day if they would have lost?
I don't know.
You know?
It depends on how they lost. If it was a no DQ, or, you know, they could, you know, amp it up the next match. Depends on how it went out. Like, you know, a DQ finish, like somebody got hit with a chair or count out.
Right,
you know.
Right, Next match on the card, Shinsuke Nakamura versus Baron Corbin. Shinsuke gets the DQ win. What were your feelings in that match?
Baron Corbin's drive. Like I said, it was decent action, but it just was like the people were not connecting with the crowd. You know, it was just kind of, it was flat, that match.
I thought it was decent. Again, I thought it was, for the most part, a decent pay-per-view. And it had some high spots in it. But, you know, I thought it was decent overall as a pay-per-view. Fatal 5-Way Elimination Match. Lana versus Charlotte versus Tamina versus Becky Lynch versus... Actually, they messed it up here. Versus Naomi. Naomi was not in that match. It was Natty. And it was Natty that ended up being victorious. And like I say, she was long overdue. So we shall see if they complete her redemption, so to speak, into the title picture.
Yeah.
I was very happy to see her win. I thought it was going to be Charlotte, to be truthful with you, but I was kind of glad it wasn't Charlotte, because I had enough of Charlotte on Raw, to be honest with you.
Yeah, she needs to be put on the back burner a little bit.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Let somebody else get some rub. Let somebody else get some shine. We talked about it earlier on the pre-show. Let somebody else get some rub and some shine in there. So, get to see Natalya win. If she beats Naomi, we don't know. We shall have to wait and see. Meanwhile, we're going to go over to the United States title match champion, AJ Styles versus Kevin Owens. We have a new United States champion, your winner, Kevin Owens. What'd you think about that match?
Man, it was like a dusty finish right there. But I guess it's going to continue their storyline, which I hope they just ain't going to hot potato the belt and AJ win it back at SummerSlam.
Right. I feel you. This was the one match I took issue with. I thought the ending was weak. The match itself was good overall, but I just think the ending was weak on this one. But Kevin Owens is your champion. We'll see how that works out in the coming weeks. He's everybody's favorite heel. A lot of people's favorite heel anyway, so we'll see how that works. Rusev versus John Cena in a flag match. John Cena, or should I say Super Cena, ended
up winning. Man, you already knew the ending. Soon as he set them two chairs up on that thing, you already know he was going to get AA through both of them tables, man. It was just...
Yeah, we can just go ahead and say Super Cena for what he did toward the end there with the AA against the two tables. And it's like, really? I thought so too. With another thing that I sort of kind of thought about, when he did the he ran Rusev into the LED board, I thought the LED board was supposed to break.
Yeah, you know, but it's John Cena, so
yeah, John freaking Cena. Next match on the card, Mike Kanellis versus Sami Zayn. Sami Zayn comes off the winner in this one. It must be a weird feeling because he did get the victory.
I tell you the truth, I don't even know why they had that match so late in the night.
Yeah. You thought that would have been one of the first matches that were done.
Yeah, the New Day match should have been during that time to get the crowd going.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Then we roll over to the WWE title match, Randy Orton versus your champion Jinder Mahal in a Punjabi prison match. And I started the show, I guess I'm a little bit of a delay being a Comcast subscriber. I didn't even get to see the part where Kali come down. So dude, why don't you tell us about that, because I didn't get a chance to see it.
Oh, yeah, man, he came out, and they were trying to keep the surprise. So I guess it took for him to walk down. because they kept the camera on Randy Orton's face for like 5-10 seconds. Instead of, you know, how they usually cut when the music come on, but I don't know where they're going to go, who's going to challenge Jinder at the pay-per-view.
Supposed to be, if you read the reports, it's supposed to be Orton, but I don't know for sure. If you read all the reports, he's supposed to drop the title of John Cena.
I don't want to see that.
You guys can call on in, get your thoughts and opinions out there about this pay-per-view. 706-993-4606. 706-993-4606.
I think we're going to have to nickname this faction the 7-Eleven boys in a little bit.
We got Pastor Sadell in the chat room. Shout out to Pastor Sadell. The 7-Eleven boys. I was kind of shocked that we saw Great Khali. I mean, the man kind of, when he was, I guess, someone in his prime, I guess, he could hardly walk.
And he had that time off.
Yeah. Shoot. Because we hadn't seen Khali in a minute. But I guess it was somewhat of, you know, a big surprise because no one.
They needed some muscle.
Yeah.
The Singh boys. Did you see that bump he took, man? He took that Mick Foley bump. It was like, damn, man, he fell off top of that cage.
Like I said, the last part of that match, I left it up before I jumped on here, was the when Randy Orton had the kendo stick.
Yeah. I thought that match dragged out, man. Mm-hmm. You know, just
so what grade would you give the pay-per-view? What grade would you give it?
I give it about a C+, but it wasn't no like, you know, I'm watching it, like looking on stuff on my phone. It wasn't even really engaging, like for a Philly crowd, it wasn't even that hot. Usually they'd be a little bit more rambunctious and stuff. It just didn't have a good atmosphere. Like, it just felt like I was watching SmackDown on Tuesday. Now, if it was a SmackDown on Tuesday, I'd have given it an A, because, you know, it's...
So, if it was a SmackDown, you would have given it an A, but because it was a pay-per-view...
Yeah, you know, it was like... You know, the crowd wasn't really engaged. You know, that's what you expect on a, you know, Tuesday night, not a Sunday night. It's supposed to be a pay per view.
What did you think about that little skit with Breezango?
I thought it was funny, but now you just want to know who's the one to knock them out. I mean, that's intriguing. That could be to a nice feud that, you know. You know, how do you say, you know, whoever, just a different feud, you know, it starts with vignettes, then you find out it might be so-and-so, you know, give another tag team or something, right. A storyline to go with.
Look, it's going to be really interesting what those guys do with that. But I just thought it wasn't a bad pay-per-view. I thought it was decent at best.
Yeah. I ain't saying it was just bad. I'm just talking about, for me, the overall the whole overall, just like,
right, the whole overall feel, the whole overall tone was just like dry. I gotcha. Let me head on over to line number 2 very, very quickly. Let me bring on host of the Rant that you can hear right here on Rant and Radio, 9 p.m. every Tuesday night. Let me bring on Boss Man, Double A. Double A, how you doing, man?
Apparently, there's a feedback. Hold on. Okay, there we go. Apparently, Slurpees are now 50 off, apparently. So you can go pick up your Slurpees at 7-Eleven, 50 off, due to the win in the Punjabi prison. Hello.
Can you hear me, Double A?
No, I can hear you now.
Okay. I must have been on the on a delay or whatnot, because Doom called me, and I was to the point of where Randy Orton had the kendo stick about to hit Jinder, and Doom calls me and said, I'm waiting on a post show. Huh? Post show what? The match is still going on. And he called me and he said, the match is over. What? So, I didn't get a chance to see Khali come out.
You know, this match had me like freaking out a few times, especially the spot with Orton dangling off the top of the cage. I mean, it's high drama, but my goodness, that stuff gets me nervous. The Great Khali coming in, I guess that's how you keep Jinder as champion. I couldn't think of there being any other way of doing it.
Right. Let me head over to line number two real quick. Tony C, what's up, my friend?
Listen, we saw the birth tonight of the new IWO, the Indian World Order. So y'all better get used to it,
The Indian World Order, really?
Hashtag Indian World Order. Sweeping the nation. Double A, you better get used to it. Phil, everybody. And Cena, you next on the hit list. Super Cena is next on the hit list. We got us some muscle in this crew. We good now.
What did you guys think about the pay-per-view as a whole?
It was all right, I guess. I mean, it wasn't horrible.
Nah.
When I saw the Indian Giant walking down that aisle, like it was, I had a flashback to September 1996 when Hollywood Hogan and the NWO was beating up the Horsemen. Then the damn Giant walked down there. I got goosebumps. And the way he just choked Randy Orton around that cage. Oh, man. Now you know they're going to keep this belt on Jinder for a minute. He got some muscle. Oh, man. This is exciting times on SmackDown Live now. Yes, it is.
My hot spot of the night, I was happy for Natty. Because, you know, she was...
But you weren't happy for... Hold on. You supposed to be happy for the Great Khali.
I ain't happy for the Great Khali, damn it.
Listen, the many times he was screwed out of that WWE title by Super Cena.
That is true.
The fact that he get to touch the WWE title. They co-champions, damn it. You seen the way Khali was holding up that belt?
But that's like part I didn't see. I didn't see that part, but I was happy for Natty though, because in a way she had, it's overdue for her to do something before she exits out. So hopefully she'll be able to get.
But what, they're gonna have a Total Divas special match at at some point.
Well, it's gotta be like that, Tony. She can't be happy for Natty.
Listen, we got a New Day with the tag team titles.
Yep.
Now, I mean, Natty won tonight. I mean, the highlight of the night, the internet is buzzing. The Great Khali is back. Why y'all not covering this?
What's the cover?
The return of the Great Khali.
Hey, man. Look, Khali was not at when he was there.
Wait a minute. This is the man who won the WWE World Heavyweight title in a battle royal over the top. Throwing out 19 other men. What you mean?
And how quiet was his title reign? You can hear a pin drop. That's how quiet his title reign was.
That was his fault. That was his fault. The fact that he was never the WWE champion, and Boomin was, still don't sit. It all come back to Boomin ass. And you don't want to give him his props. Look, Khali saved the day. He saved his pay-per-view because this pay-per-view had absolutely no buzz. Until you see the great Khali come down to help Jinder Mahal. Am I lying?
Even with Khali, it was decent. Even without him.
No, hell. Oh, man. The internet broke right now. Hashtag the great Khali is back. I bet it's trending. But it's trending on Twitter. I don't got a Twitter. I bet it's trending.
It's broken over the great Khali. The man can hardly walk.
He made it down to the choke, Randy Orton ass.
And now he's been drinking a lot of beer.
Listen, I just don't hope we don't get that 2008 or 2009 special Randy Orton versus the great Khali. We don't want that.
Hey, no, we
please,
don't want that.
Not at SummerSlam, please. Great Khali can go away. He can go away. Oh my God. William, you are so disrespectful.
I am not disrespectful.
But you want to talk more about that?
Let me see.
Do you want to talk about the great Khali returning?
Let me see. I'm checking the Twitter trends. I'm checking it now. He's on there.
I knew it.
2,291 tweets about Khali being back or making an appearance.
Thank you. Thank you. Double A, you hear that? That's doing numbers.
I heard.
Let me tell you. You got the Punjabi prison match is trending too. 4,111 tweets. Gender is trending at 9,341. Talking Smack at 1,400. Singh Brothers 1,358.
Listen, the success of the Punjabi prison match means that they're going to bring back something else we ain't seen back in the day. What else they got in that warehouse, Double A, they can roll out?
What else can they bring out?
It's collecting dust. I know they do a barbed wire cage match or something they got back there. We're going to dust that off and bring it out. That's right. The great Khali is back. The IWO was born tonight. The second branch of the IWO. And damn it. Cena, you are in the site has. Double A, did you hear my declaration on the pre-show?
He made a declaration on a pre-show with Big Tone, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Everybody gonna bow down to my declaration once it happens. Hopefully, it happens at SummerSlam.
Dang, man.
The Mahal is gonna beat John Cena. Clean,
Tony C.
No, he can't beat him clean.
Exactly.
He's gonna beat him, and right in the middle of the ring. 1, 2, 3.
Like I say, man.
Remember this date, because I'm saying it. It ain't going to be no gimmick match. It ain't going to be no flag match. It ain't going to be no cage match. It's going to be set for one fall.
Speaking of that flag match, I had an issue with that, a beef with that flag match. I thought when he put Rusev, threw him against the LED board. I thought that board was supposed to break. That bitch ain't break.
That was the exact same finish to him and Batista match at Over the Limit 2010. Go back and watch that match.
Because he
AA Batista through a car.
Right. Because I thought he was supposed to take him through the LED board, grab the flag, put it up. That's what I thought it was going to happen. That's where I saw it happening. And next thing I know, there's two tables coming out there. So, and Super Cena just strikes again.
Damn. Don't strike again. That finish, like I said, I seen that. And then you knew Rusev wasn't going to win because when he threw John Cena on the ground or something, and John Cena started crawling behind the little stand or whatever.
Man.
You knew it was over. But either way you slice it,
So what do you guys think they're going to do with the Usos now?
What do I think they're going to do with the Usos now that they are the not the tag team champions?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, honestly, I don't know. I mean, here's the problem. On SmackDown, they don't have a lot of good teams, so I don't know. I mean, it's going to be weird. It's going to be weird. It's going to be like when the New Day was the champions back on Raw. There weren't that many teams until the very end.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, they feuded with the Usos for like 6 months on Raw. So, why not feud with the Usos for 6 months on SmackDown? I don't know.
Gotta do something.
Yeah, gotta do something with them. Doom might be calling back in a second. I just saw him come back on Skype.
Put Cena and Nakamura together and make them tag team champions.
Well, they did wrestle a couple of dark matches together, so.
That could happen.
Oh, that tag team be called White and Rice. There you go.
See? Now you gonna make me play Surfer's
White
role.
Right.
You gonna make me play Surfer's role. Tony, see, that shit disrespectful, Tony. See, they're disrespectful.
What?
White and Rice?
Yeah. That'll be their tag team name. And they can go win the tag team championship. There you go.
Well, since this is a SmackDown pay-per-view, we're not going to see any fallout until SmackDown, of course.
We are going to see some Smack fallout Tuesday night.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Because the road to SummerSlam, they behind.
Yep.
For the world title picture, SummerSlam is what, like, 4 weeks away exactly, right?
I thought it was three. It's 4 weeks. Okay, I thought it was three. Okay, 4 weeks.
Yeah. The IWO gonna go recruit another member.
Who you talking about in the IWO?
The Indian World Order.
Oh, man. You talking about the slushy crew?
Don't disrespect them like that. Don't disrespect
the
far in the crew like that.
He called
the But he's a real world's champ. At least he's defending it.
He called him.
That's true. That.
Yeah. He called him the 7-Eleven boys earlier, Tony C.
What was that?
He called him the 7-Eleven boys earlier, Tony C.
7-Eleven boys.
That's more disrespectful than White Rice. Cena and Nakamura. That's terrible.
And something that Phil touched on earlier that happened again. Y'all saw Maria Kanellis.
Hmm.
Something that Phil touched on earlier in the pre-show about Maria. You see, she wearing all these short skirts.
You?
Yeah, they got.
I don't got no problem with it.
We didn't find anything to talk about other than the great Khali returning.
Ain't nobody worried about.
This is just stuff.
Man, I lost my mind when I seen that.
Look.
Is he the Undertaker? Is he the Undertaker to the very live matches and casket matches?
Look.
So you got to have the Khali involved in every Punjabi prison match?
Damn right.
It's the great. It's the freaking Khali. I mean,
the man got great in his name. His name is not just Khali. It's the great Khali. Put some respect on his name.
I've never been crazy.
He got a bigger pop than this CM Punk would have came back.
Man, look. It was just a surprise. That's all it was. Ain't nobody expect that to happen. That's all that
look
was.
He the muscle.
If you would have known he was coming out there, he wouldn't have got that pop. If you would have known.
But you're not supposed to know.
I'm saying. But if you would have got that pop and you knew he was coming, that's one thing. But if no one knew he was going to come. Ain't nobody even connect the dots on him coming out like that. And if you did,
why couldn't you? It was in the back of my mind, like, Khali could come because it's a Punjabi prison match.
It's like the Undertaker and the casket match. He got to be in there. You can't do it without him.
Let me see.
You got to make
He kind of breaking up that tone.
We want to fight John Cena in a Buried Alive match. That's what we had in a minute. We need it. We need Jinder Mahal against John Cena in a Buried Alive match.
My thing with John Cena Buried Alive match is he's going to come out there with a gold shovel.
No. That ain't going to work. See, Jinder finna stop this Cena train like Brock did 3 years ago.
He finna stop it.
He gonna stop it. Was it 2014 or 2015 when Brock got
him? I think it was 15.
It was 14, wasn't it? I could have sworn it was 14, but if it either one, listen, Jinder finna solve all these Cena problems. Watch this. Because you got to think about it, bro. They doing all this to keep the title on him for a short run. Come on, man. Come on. Y'all good. Big Tone, I know you out there listening. You better get on this train now. Because when you try to hop on later on, I'm going to kick y'all.
I can't do it, man. I can't. This is just, all this is just so taboo two-ish, Tuesday-ish.
Bro, you going to quit disrespecting the leader of the IWO like this. That man have had one, two, count them, three successful title defenses, right?
Yeah.
He undefeated as a WWE champion.
I got to step away for a second, guys. Talk amongst yourself for just a second, okay?
So, say what you want. He is undefeated at pay-per-views with this title. So, Double A, William, all Surfer, all y'all need to get ready. The IWO is sweeping the nation.
Yep. They gonna come out. It's gonna be this crazy.
Ain't it ain't the LWO where they jobbers and stuff like that.
Oh, they can come out with some that's the Mexicos coming out on lawnmower.
Lawnmower, yeah.
Man, they gonna come out on a flying carpet tomorrow. That's what they gonna come.
Singing a whole new world.
Or some elephants. I'm surprised they ain't got no elephants.
Make way for Kid Princeton there.
Prince Ali. I was watching that the other day.
I bet you was thinking about Jinder Mahal the whole time. Every time you saw Jafar, you were like, damn, there goes Jinder.
Yep.
He got two of Boos. He don't got one. The singing brothers.
Nah, he... Abu and on the genie. So it was Khali, the genie.
He kept the wish alive. He granted him the wish to be WWE champion. Never had a friend like Khali.
But Khali is still trending strong. He's at 20,000 tweets right now. So
I already knew that.
And talking
the man.
And talking smack, which I thought was canceled. Makes a return.
No, it's not. It's
canceled during the week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Has come back and it's come back strong with 1,400 tweets.
That's right, because they want to ask Jinder about how he get the great Khali to agree to do this.
He need the money. He get hired good.
He need the money. There you go.
You knew the swerve was coming tonight, man. Y'all knew it. And Lee, I know you out there listening. You, me and Lee are on the Khali bandwagon. I mean, the Jinder Mahal.
What? Lee Champion is like him?
Yeah.
Lee Champion like him too?
Oh, yeah. We holding the Jinder banner.
Oh, hi. Oh, Lord.
He's the real world champion. Undefeated at pay-per-views. 3-0. 3-0. What you got to say about that?
Charlotte was undefeated at pay-per-views.
That was Charlotte. We talking about the reigning and defending WWE champion.
Dude, look, I'm telling you, it's all taboo Tuesday-ish. I ain't feeling it.
Bruh, how you keep disrespecting that title reign like this?
He just like surfing with Dan going, who was a Nuclear Man? They just
y'all just disrespecting people that have major parts in history.
I'm just not on the bandwagon like you. But you know.
And this championship reign is more relevant than Boomer.
Okay. Now there we agree.
So okay, then there,
that
how
part
you
we agree. That way, that part we agree. But shoot, I'm not a fan of him.
You not a fan yet until my premonition come to fruition.
Mm-hmm.
If the premonition comes to fruition,
tell you,
then you gonna have the omission that I was right.
Let me tell you.
When he beat John Cena, you'll be clean. A believer then.
If he beat Cena,
be no clean.
If he
beat ain't gonna say all that good heel.
You can't say clean, you can say heel. But if he beat Cena, you got me.
He'll be a believer then.
You got me. He beat Cena, you got me. But until that happens, you know.
So mark it down. July 23rd, 2017. You got 28 days. If they make this match happen, which we thinking they are, there's no way he can beat John. There's no way for Johnson to beat him. There's no way.
Cena about to go make a movie, or he about to dip out.
This man got four people in his stable, and he'll heal. If worst kind of worst, he's supposed to get disqualified.
But on the flip side, you can't. Cena has done beat stables by himself.
And you got to remember, too. And you gotta
Nexus.
I'm talking about for the title.
He didn't have a Bray Wyatt didn't have a title, but he did beat the hell out of them, though.
Yeah, he killed the Wyatt family. That's true. Yeah. But he can't kill the IWO.
The idiot world.
Yeah, I took many lottery tickets and slurpees and big bites and shit. Big gulp. Gonna throw some big gulp in his eyes or something.
They gonna hit him in the head with a big bite, knock him out.
That's right.
he need to get a poison one.
Damn cobra staff that Jafar be having.
Or hypnotize him.
Oh, hell yeah. But I'm excited for SummerSlam now. Because Jinder going to Brooklyn with the title. He got momentum.
Oh.
Come on, Cena. He ain't Hogan. Hogan, you remember, Hogan beat Sergeant Slaughter when he had, you know, General, what's his name?
General Adnan
and other dude, Colonel Mustafa.
Yeah.
Mustafa.
Yeah. Reverend that man was.
You think about the Lion King.
Colonel Mufasa. Mustafa. Whatever. It was the other dude that was with Sergeant Slaughter. It was the Iron Sheik character.
It was like Mustafa and Adnan. It was two.
Yeah. Stop and I know. Cena, the bottom line for this pay per view, Surfer, we about to be mortal enemies for the next month. If you listening, we gonna whoop Cena's ass at in the Barclays Center, right in the middle of the ring.
So, how long do you think Jinder will hold on to the title?
Until Vince see otherwise and say he don't want to have it. But once he beats Cena clean, Cena going to go to Raw. He going to leave and go to Raw when he come back and win the Royal Rumble and fight Roman Reigns. That's how that's going. We going to run Cena.
So,
we finna run Cena to Raw.
So let me get this straight. John Cena can't beat Jinder.
Nope.
But he could turn around and beat Roman for the belt.
Yeah, Roman Reigns is not on the level of Jinder Mahal as a champion. No. Hell no. Roman Reigns will beat Jinder Mahal if they fought. Damn right. Roman Reigns, Booming is not, Jinder Mahal is the better WWE champion than Booming, period. Believable. He got more moves.
He had to actually work his way down, work his way from the damn bottom to the top instead of, exactly. Hey, here you go. You cut your hair wet.
Exactly. And The Rock is your cousin. Now, if Khali is Jinder cousin, then okay. Yeah. But still, he ain't The Rock. So all I'm saying is, Surfer, you got 20... You got 30 days, son. And we're going to beat Cena. And we're going to send him to Monday Night Raw. But that's what free agents do. They jump from show to show. He's a show whore.
He's going to do what Kyrie Irving going to do.
That's right. Oh, no. We're going to leave that for tomorrow because that's big talk right there.
Oh, yeah.
We got a whole lot to talk about on that.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a 5-hour show tomorrow.
Make sure you got your coffee.
Yeah.
Break a lunch.
Between Kyrie Irving and your boy Kirk Cousins, it's going to be a long night.
And Ezekiel Elliott. Don't think I ain't.
We ain't worried about that. But y'all got issues. But, listen, maybe I'll get the great Khali to come up there and play quarterback.
Mahal or something. Oh, that was wrong.
I'm just saying. But bottom line of this night, Khali is back. Cena, you going down in the Barclays Center. So get ready. You and Surfer. It's going to be a long night that night.
Surfer crying because the girl to me, they ain't win.
And I want to make this proclamation right now. If John Cena fights Jinder Mahal at SummerSlam, it better close the show. It got to close the show. Jinder is going to close SummerSlam.
Just by him being the champion, it's going to close the show.
Nah, man. They're going to, whatever. It's going to be the one with Brock Lesnar and stuff.
You cannot send people home on that goddamn four-way. No, I'm sorry, Vince. Hell no. If I'm in the Barclays Center and that match in the card, they need to throw everything that ain't tied down.
We ride.
Pretty much. You gonna end the night. No, man. If Cena fighting Jinder Mahal, that match gonna have to end the pay-per-view. I'm sorry. And you got to end it with Jinder going over. So I'm saying it here. Continue to say it from now to August the 20th. Jinder Mahal is going to beat John Cena. That's going to be my phrase.
All right.
Y'all going to get tired of me saying that.
All right. We're 45 minutes in. Let me tell you about the other great shows we got going on here on Rant EM Radio. Tomorrow night, catch myself, Doom, Tony C. Got a special guest tomorrow night as well for the sports report tomorrow, 11:15 p.m. right after Monday Night Raw. Then Tuesdays, we got our Rant EM doubleheader. We got the Shining Wizards at 7 p.m. followed by the Rant with Tony C and AA at 9. You hear from AA earlier. He's going to go over this more in detail. Tony C's going to keep ranting and raving on Jinder Mahal and the great Khali.
You're damn right. Get you ready for the road to the Barclays Center.
Paved with rose petals and red carpet.
Paved with it. Gold and carpet.
Oh, man.
And dancing belly dances.
That's right. I can show you the world.
And I
gonna have Peebo Bryson on the soundtrack.
And I gotta get this out the way too. The Rant this week will be sponsored by 7-Eleven.
No. The Rant this week is gonna be sponsored by the IWO. IWO is sponsoring the rant. And then
it's going to be the IWO.
That's right. Indian World Order. for life. And our secondary sponsor is going to be Punjabi Prison. Gotta love
him. Gotta love him. You got to do something wrong to get in it.
10 and 20 life.
Then on Thursday, we're going to all new episode of Rant and Wrestling at 9 p.m., followed by Friday, Turnbuckle Throws Bash with Phil Ray and Choppy. And then Sunday is the What Are You Ruling Combo Book Show with Surfer. I got a bone to pick with Surfer, too. Damn, I get it. Because I didn't really get a chance to talk to him earlier. But I got a bone to pick with him. He's a Dragon Ball Z guy like me, and I got a bone to pick with him because I saw some stuff on Dragon Ball Super last night that pissed me off. So I got to talk to Surfer about it. So definitely check out all the fine shows here on Rant and Radio. Gentlemen, is there anything else we need to get out there before we leave for the night?
Nah.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I want to thank the great Khali for returning and saving this pay-per-view from the depths of hell. I was not entertained at all. I was watching Mother Stuff.
What were you watching?
Khali, you say? What was that?
What were you watching besides the pay-per-view?
Oh, hell. I was watching In the Heat of the Night. my Knight Rider DVDs. I mean, damn. It's a bunch of stuff.
Bret Hart's heel turn.
Oh,
that
man.
Promo that next night.
It's bullshit.
That's how you quit. No, I'm talking about the one after WrestleMania when he cut that 20-minute promo. It said that Shawn Michaels was a homo for posing in Playgirl.
Talking about after Mania 12.
Yeah, watch that promo. He did 20 minutes. He beat the hell out of Shawn Michaels after that.
Speaking of Shawn Michaels, he had already.
Later on in 97, he said he know the HHH stand for.
Oh, yeah.
He already called him homo.
Oh, man. Let's go back and revisit our promo. That thing is entertaining as hell.
And speaking of Shawn Michaels, I swear if I see another advertisement for that damn DVD he in, they showed it like 80 times tonight.
Yeah.
Yeesh.
The great Khali is saving the day. He gonna be on SmackDown.
How you gonna put the great Khali and Shawn Michaels in the same sentence?
Listen. Shawn Michaels had nothing to do with this night. You're not gonna steal the great Khali thunder along with Jinder Mahal. You're gonna quit disrespecting the greatness that is Jinder Mahal. I'm not gonna stand for it no more on this network.
Taboo Tuesday.
Anybody talk ill will of Jinder Mahal on this network, be expecting me to run in on your damn show. This man is great world champion. He better than Luger in 91.
He better than who in 91?
Luger in 91. Hell yeah.
He's about
to pass Luger in 91.
I hate to say it, but
he just ain't said none of the races yet.
Trying to keep Luger
above him right now is Luger told Ron Simmons, you know what I'm saying, off him a job and shit.
Yeah.
So once Jinder offers somebody a job at a 7-Eleven or some shit, that's when he's gonna go past.
Business gonna pick up.
What?
My goodness.
I mean, imagine how controversial it would be if he'd be like, John Cena, after I beat you, you will have an opportunity in my organization.
Nah, they'd be like, John Cena, here's 1,000,000 rupees. Now give me your woman. She'll be my slave or something like that. One of his palace girls.
John Cena, once I beat you, your next words will be, may I have 10 on 6? 10 on pump 6. And a big bite. Now that'll put him above Luka if he says shit like that. That's right.
I got to give you props.
John Cena. If you lose this match, you'll be the new night manager at my 7-Eleven.
And you're going to work a double.
You'll work a double. Now, that's what I'm talking about. Now, he says shit like that. Oh, my God. Yo. And Nikki Bella, you will work the wings behind the grill or something like that. Oh, my God. I'll have your whole family working in the Pujami prison. Oh, man. Or if he say he'll make him a security guard at the Pujami prison or something like that, a CO. Oh, man. Come on now. So, Vince, I know you're listening. We need Jenna to step up his racism against the white man.
Yep.
With this promo. Just need to go turn him loose and let him his racism against the white man. And talk about how you get discriminated against.
Yep.
And if John Cena, you are the all-American white man. And when I beat you, you'll be lugging my bag. And they'll be stopping you at the TSA, not me. Oh, man. And your president will put a ban against you.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit.
What?
He said,
I'm sorry, getting on the roll. Jenna needs to just let all this stuff come out, bro.
Yep.
You are
let him shoot.
You are truly Ginger's greatest fan.
Hey, now if this was crazy, Wums, instead of Great Khali coming out tonight, Wums was Muhammad and Hassan that came out.
And then he cut a scathing promo.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm sick of the white man with his foot on my wrestling necks. And John Cena, you are the original polar copy of the white man. And I will defeat you. And I will buy more of your land and open more of my stores. Oh, my God.
We ain't got a 7-Eleven right here, so you can come here and put a 7-Eleven here. We ain't got nothing here in Augusta.
I got one right up the street.
And John Cena, when I beat you, your woman will become my eighth wife.
Pastor said in the chair, everybody was better than Luger in 91.
That's not true.
Nope. David Arquette.
That's right.
Vince Russo.
Vince, if you listening, you need to let my boy Jinder loose on the country. He got a lot of stuff you can say.
You give him his own. Can he get his own bus, Tony C?
You don't need his own bus. You just need to stay in that limo and then just talk racist about this country. The white man keeps his foot off my neck. And John Cena. I'm going to beat you right in the middle of the ring. And there's nothing you can do about it.
I always wondered if Lex does kind of regret not staying in WWE. I always wonder if he regretted that.
Oh, my God. Hell no.
Probably not.
Vince ain't no. He was driving out of Yokozuna and to Tonka and shit.
Yeah.
Hell out. All right, fellas. I just had to reiterate my Jinder Mahal love right now.
We got you, man. If there's
the real world champion.
The real world champion, huh?
All right. Good night, y'all.
All right, guys. If there's nothing else, we'll see you guys this week. Tomorrow will be the first show that we got going on. Surface already came on this week, so we'll be the second show. The Sports Report live 11:15 p.m. Monday night right after Raw. We'll see you guys later. Take care.
Later.